Hello and welcome to the Lost World of Short Stories. I am your host, Lauren Tate, and on this show, specifically on Wednesdays, which is today, I will share and talk about my work, but on Fridays, we're going to listen and celebrate other Black women's literary works. And before I get into it and read from my book and talk about that, I just want to thank everybody who made it possible in just one short month of December 2020 and just bringing us into the new year, because I was nowhere to be found on social media. I was like hidden in the caves, very introverted, still am by the way, just not out there in that way online. So I had this idea of the Lost World of Short Stories to not only share my work, but to have a community of other Black women with their poems and spoken word and short stories and personal essays, so that I wouldn't be alone here, but so that we could, you know, also just talk and converse with other Black women's work, because our voices usually get ignored and rejected or stolen by people who don't care about us or our Blackness. And I really wanted a space for this, and even though this is the first episode, this is already feeling like home just because of the outpour that I've had in December. I got so many voice actor submissions and written submissions, and it has been so great. And just to shout some people out, people came from New York Film School, they came from Facebook, they came from Instagram. I've gotten submissions from the Who You Know group on Facebook, the Black Anime Club. It was being shared by word of mouth and so much more. And for that, I thank all of you guys, because I knew I was going to get some help, but not as much help as I did. And so I'm just so thankful to be here and to share this project with everyone that tunes in to listen and shares and, you know, shares it, because it's just going to be so much fun just to hear stories that we don't usually hear, listening to a variety of literary works from Black women when we usually don't get that. And so that's why I'm so excited. So today I'll be reading a piece titled Self-Love is Not a Phase, which is also the title of this episode, in case you didn't catch it. It is from my book, Fragments of a Full Memory, which is available to purchase on Amazon as ebook or as a paperback right now. I wrote this book 5 years ago, which is so crazy because I was 20 when I wrote it, 25 now. And, you know, I was just going through a lot, you know, what a usual 20-year-old goes through: relationships, school, trying to study and trying to love my body and all these different things and trying to understand who I am in the world. And that's a constant journey, right? Like, we'll never be at a final destination. I don't think I ever want to be at a final destination. And that's kind of the beauty of life. I mean, I wrote this book 5 years ago and I didn't have any way to describe what I was feeling, you know, the turmoil, the confusion, the sadness, the anger, wanting to be in a place that I wasn't in terms of relationships and school and friendships, even in terms of being in a relationship with myself, right? Because that's the most important relationship that we have, is with ourselves. And if we don't get that together, well, if we're not working on that, I don't want to say have it together, because I mean, whoever really has it together, let's just be honest. But if we're not working on that relationship with ourselves, then how are we supposed to be in a relationship with others? And that's exactly where I was at 20, just truly trying to figure it out. And me being extremely introverted, even though it was writing on the page, it takes courage to write your story out, even typing it out. It takes courage, right? To expand yourself and say, this is worth being out of my head, where I can hear all of my thoughts and they're harassing me, but let's harass others with our words and share that. So I began writing this book. I knew it was a book, but I didn't know all it was going to become. So I started writing and piecing my emotions and other things together, and I started feeling so much better, because when you talk things out, when you write it down, it's no longer inside of you. You're not holding on to it for dear life. It's not a burden anymore. And that's where I came up with the title Fragments of a Full Memory, because that's literally all I had were fragments. I just had pieces of my life scattered around everywhere and gathering them and trying to make it into a complete picture that I could understand and comprehend. And this book became a huge piece of that. I was going to publish it, and I kind of did, but I told literally no one, like not a soul. So obviously that didn't help, right? Didn't really go anywhere. It was just me and like a secret club, which consisted of my aunt, my parents, and my brother, who only knew about it. But it's so significant now that it's coming out 5 years later, because I can reflect and I can take other people on that journey, and I'm able to say, hey, you know, that's where I was, that's where I've been, but look at where we are now, like look at where we're going to be. And I don't know what it's going to look like, right? We don't know what the future holds, but thank God for progress, and thank God we're moving forward, and that's such a beautiful place to be in. So I wanted to tell this story. I didn't want to publish any other book that I've written until I published Fragments first. And I needed to start with Fragments because it was the essence of what I've been, where I came from, where I was. And it's just a beautiful passion project. I love words and I love telling stories. And this one is personal, right? Because it's my story. And so today I'm going to read a poem from my book, Fragments of a Full Memory, titled Self-Love is Not a Phase. I think there's something in this poem for every woman, even guys, because self-love is real for all of us. I mean, we are just trying to figure it out. I feel like no matter what age, relationships or not, jobs or not, we're just trying to come at a place where we're confident enough in ourselves and in our purpose to love ourselves so that we can move freely through life. A lot of us don't move freely through life. And I mean that in the sense of you're comfortable to explore, you're comfortable to fail, right? Because that's really important. You got to get comfortable with failing if you want to succeed. And that's what I'm doing with you guys by talking on this podcast, by reading my work, not just so I can promote myself, but so that we can be in conversation with one another about topics such as this, bringing Black women and other people into this huge community of literature that has kind of been shut out for a lot of us. Just hoping to share that with you guys. And I'm so thankful, and I'm gonna shut up now. And you will hear me reading Self-Love is Not a Phase. And then I'll be back to talk about the inspiration and where that came from and what I think of it now. All right. Self-Love is Not a Phase by Lauren Tate. Who taught you to hate yourself? To pick apart your body like a dissection? To use the very hands God gifted you with to break down your own foundation? Who taught you to curse your blessings that were designed within the fold of creation? To walk with your head facing the lifeless pavement instead of being loved by the sun? You made double dutch crisscross and perpendicular lines to disassemble pieces of your body that you saw as trash. Who taught you to cry when you noticed your body colored a little outside the lines of what society says is perfection? Who first defined beauty for you and gave it a name? Your soul unveils secrets your outward appearance will never be able to compete with. Don't ever let someone take away your identity or the person you have worked so hard to be. Whoever taught you to look in the mirror and see scars instead of beauty marks never had an ounce of love to give you. Choosing to love yourself is always a choice. And when people try to push you down, when they try to rip out your heart and strip away the beauty in who you are, remember to smile and say, self-love is not a phase. I love this poem, and I hope you guys enjoyed that reading. Every time I read it, I know exactly where I was and what I was going through, which for me was sexual abuse and just growing from a young girl to a young woman, trying to reclaim my body as my own. And after a piece of that had been taken from me, I know a lot of women can relate to that even without the sexual abuse, right? Because there always seems to be so many rules and boundaries on our bodies of what we can do and how it needs to be. So this poem was and will always be healing for me because I remember very clearly the negative self-talk and the sadness and anger there. But through my relationship with God and having perseverance and even an ounce of strength, I was able to birth something beautiful. And even 5 years from now, you know, this poem is a testament to that. And I've learned that self-love is about the nitty-gritty, right? It's about the hard stuff, asking yourself questions you really rather not know the answers to, but being bold enough to go there so that you can heal and grow and evolve into the person you're meant to be. It just takes time. That said, I want to ask you guys a question. Like, where are you in the journey of self-love, self-acceptance? Like, do you need to start the journey? And if you're on it, what is that looking like? I mean, I would like to share some answers for next Wednesday show, and you can be anonymous if you want, but let me know on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Lauren Tate Books on where you guys are in your self journey if you're trying to get on the journey, because I totally understand that too. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe, add to your favorites, turn on those notifications so you won't miss Feature Friday, because I mean, it's one thing, you know, talking about my work and being here on Wednesdays for a short time, but Feature Fridays are packed with so much stuff, you know, just so many goodies, and I don't want anybody to miss out on that. So tune in for Feature Friday. And until next time, you are important, you are loved, and your story is worth being told.